Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the TR90 Body Burn 30 Support Call. This call happens Monday through Friday at this time, which for me is 6:40 Pacific Time, 7:40 Mountain Time, 8:40 Central Time, and 9:40 Eastern Time. We are thrilled to have you along with us. My name is Susan Mann. I'm out of Portland, Oregon. If you ever miss these calls, you can pick them up on SoundCloud or wherever you get your podcasts by putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and TR90, or Frank Lomas and Solutions, the Digit 4 Anti-Aging, all scrunched together as one word. If you're listening to this and it's a podcast and you wish to catch us live, dial in to 712-775-8972. And when it prompts for the conference code, put in 910022 to join us live, and we would be delighted to have you along with us. As I said, I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. Our hosts do these calls in support of your Tier 90 efforts, and it is a lifestyle change. So this is something you're starting at, and you're working to make your dietary habits better and making yourself better in the process. So when you're first starting out with that TR90 program, it's your one lean meal a day, two shakes a day, three snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least three of those meals, taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best. But if you're not able to do that, do take them with your meals. My personal experience has been about, which has been 40% of the time, is that I've not been able to take it before my meals. So I've ended up taking it with my meals, and it still worked incredibly effectively for me. That's my personal experience. So 7+ servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. Those fruits and vegetables will give you your macronutrients, which are your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, your fats, your micronutrients, which are your vitamins and minerals that are contained within those fruits and vegetables, and fiber. Fiber helps in two ways, one of which is with satiety, or that feeling of fullness, and the other way that fiber helps is with good digestive health. For that, men, you need 45 grams of fiber daily, and ladies, we need 32 grams of fiber for those same purposes. And if you're getting all that fiber, you're going to want to get up and get moving. And so 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise at least 5 days a week. You can definitely do more, but do not do less. And that exercise can be whatever you desire it to be. Anything that gets you up and moving and excited to move. It can be a 30-minute chunk, two 15-minute chunks, or three 10-minute chunks. It's whatever fits your lifestyle and just making sure that you're getting that exercise in. And if you're getting that exercise in, well, if you're exercising heavily, you need to think about hydration. And hydration baseline is 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. And if you're exercising heavily, you can lose up to a quart in an hour. So you will want to need to replace that. So when you're starting out, your baseline is 1 ounce for every 2 pounds you weigh. If you weigh 100 pounds, you should be starting out with 50 ounces of water and then increasing it from there to offset what you're losing in body moisture. With that being said, the last thing that's on my personal list is to make sure that I get 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep a night. And the purposes for that is to really put your body in a good state of mind and keep you moving forward. That sleep clears out toxins, it stores memories, it repairs muscles and tissues. It does a whole series of what I call system resets while you're sleeping to set you up for making good decisions the next day, 2 days, 3 days. And if you're not getting enough sleep, sometimes you might need to take a nap to kind of get caught up, but really making sure you're getting that good quality sleep. If sleep is your struggle, go back and listen to any of the podcasts from August and September of 2023. I did a whole series of things about sleep, foods that can help you sleep, routines, a lot of just really great information there. So today's information in support of our TR90 efforts is coming from a book that's called Eat to Live by Joel Fuhrman. And last name is spelled Fuhrman. And today we're actually jumping into recipes for salads, because he had a wealth of recipes that were really good that I thought would dovetail right into our TR90 program. So having a few extra things in your hip pocket to kind of help round out your day, spice things up, make things interesting, is always good for your taste buds. So the first one is an asparagus shiitake salad with a creamy sesame dressing. It serves four. So for the creamy sesame dressing, it's 2/3 cup plus 2 tablespoons of unhulled sesame seeds, 1 cup of unsweetened soy, hemp, or almond milk, 2 tablespoons of Dr. Fuhrman's Riesling raspberry vinegar or rice vinegar, 1 tablespoon raw cashew butter or 2 tablespoons of raw cashews, 1 teaspoon of toasted sesame oil, 7 dates that have been pitted or to taste. You soak them in water for 30 minutes and soaking water liquid is reserved, 1/2 of a clove of garlic that has been chopped up. And to make the dressing, you will need to lightly toast 2 tablespoons of the sesame seeds in a pan over medium heat for about 5 minutes, shaking the pan frequently, and you're going to set that aside. In a food processor or blender, you're going to blend the 2/3 cup of sesame seeds along with the other dressing ingredients, except for the soaking liquid, until smooth and creamy. Stir in the sesame seeds. Use the soaking liquid to thin the dressing as needed. So for your salad part, it is 2 medium beets that are peeled and sliced into half inch thick slices, 1/2 cup of water, 8 ounces of shiitake mushrooms that have been sliced, 1 pound of asparagus cut diagonally into 2-inch pieces, 1 tablespoon of Dr. Fuhrman's veggie zest or other no salt seasoning, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1 medium red bell pepper that has been seeded and thinly sliced, 1/2 cup of sliced water chestnuts, 4 cups of watercress, and 2 cups of bean sprouts. So for your salad, you are going to preheat your oven to 400 degrees. You're going to place the beets and the water in a baking pan, cover, and roast for 20 minutes. Continue roasting uncovered until tender. If needed, add more water to keep the beets from drying out, and you're going to set those aside. Meanwhile, water saute the mushrooms over high heat for about 5 minutes, using only enough water to keep them from scorching. When the mushrooms are tender and juicy, add the asparagus and water saute until slightly tender, but still crisp, which is about 5 minutes. You're going to toss the veggie zest or your no-salt seasoning in, and your garlic powder. You're going to remove that from the heat, toss with the bell pepper and the water chestnuts. You're going to add the watercress to a plate, pile the vegetable mixture on top, drizzle the dressing over all, topping with the bean sprouts, and arrange the roasted beets around the edges. So that is that first recipe. The next one is a black bean mango salad. It serves 3. You take 1 mango that's pitted, peeled, and cubed, 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh cilantro, 4 green onions thinly sliced, 1 medium red bell pepper seeded and chopped, 1/2 cup of frozen corn, thawed or fresh corn off the cob, your choice, 3 cups of cooked black beans or 2 15-ounce cans of no salt or low salt black beans that have been drained and rinsed, 3 tablespoons of fresh lime juice, 1 teaspoon of minced fresh garlic, 1 teaspoon of dried oregano, 1 teaspoon of ground cumin, 1 dash of chili powder, and 8 cups of chopped romaine lettuce. For that garlic, I would actually use a find greater and just grade it. I use one of the microplanes, so keep that in mind. If using fresh corn, salt water saute for 5 minutes or until tender, mix all the ingredients except for the lettuce in a bowl. Let it stand for at least 15 minutes so that those flavors can marry. Serve on top of the lettuce. Note the vegetable mixture without the mango can be made a day ahead and refrigerated. Add the mango and a splash of lime juice just before serving. And our last salad recipe for today, which serves two, is a southern style mixed greens. 1 cup water, 1 clove of garlic that's been minced, a dash of black pepper, 1.5 cups of cooked black eyed peas or 1 15-ounce can. No salt added or low sodium black eyed peas, drained and rinsed. 1 cup of seeded and chopped yellow bell pepper. 1 cup of chopped fresh tomato. 1/3 cup of chopped fresh parsley, 1/4 cup chopped red onion, 2 tablespoons of balsamic or fig vinegar, 10 ounces or about 7 cups of mixed salad greens. Combine the water, garlic, and black pepper in a large saucepan, bring to a boil, add the black-eyed peas, cover, and simmer over low heat for 10 minutes and drain. In a bowl, combine the black-eyed peas, bell pepper, tomato, parsley, onion, and vinegar. Cover and chill for 3 hours or overnight and serve over the salad greens. If you can't find the no or low salt black eyed peas, use no or low salt white beans instead. And as I said, you can definitely pressure cook beans up ahead of time and actually store them in the freezer in the right quantities and just pull them out as needed. With that, if at the top of the hour, if you scoot over to Facebook One Team Global Live, one of our leaders will be sharing some information on how to build a new skin business or other things that are happening within the new skin world. I welcome any thoughts or comments you may have after I take us off of mute. And if you're one of my shy types and would rather text me, you can definitely do that at 503-502-4863. Just remember to let me know you're part of the Tier 90 group so that it doesn't permanently end up in my spam folder and get deleted. With that, this is Susan Mann signing out, and I welcome your calls, or your comments, rather. So there we are. We have a few salad recipes that kind of get us kick-started off for spring. Hopefully that is something that will tantalize your taste buds. And if there's no other thoughts or comments, I'm going to go ahead and release this and have a great day and a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday.